Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, a compassionate professional service for the Sheridan community. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. At Sheridan Funeral Home, we respect all faiths, creeds, and customs. We take great pride in our compassionate professional service. We promise to take care of you and your loved ones with respect and dignity, just as if we were taking care of our own. It is a privilege to be able to serve you when you need us. Visit SheridanFuneral.com. Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
Julie Chadwick has been named one of the nation's top 20 digital directors for the second year in a row from Radio Inc. magazine. Congratulations, Julie.
Thank you, Bob.
Digital marketing can seem overwhelming.
Well, you know, digital means so many things. There's a lot of language thrown around that people don't understand, and frankly, it's intimidating. We want our clients to understand geofencing, email marketing, banner ads, website promotions, our online marketplace where clients can be featured, and so much more. Plus, we're local.
So is this how you become one of the nation's top 20 digital directors?
Well, you know, we got national recognition because we're not order takers. Sheridan Media is employee-owned, which means we have a lot at stake, too. We've built an amazing team here who loves to create knock-it-out-of-the-park marketing combinations for our clients.
See how digital combined with traditional marketing can work for you. Go with the best in the country right here in Sheridan. Email sales@SheridanMedia.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, May 6th, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Sheridan College Director of Bands and Jazz Studies, Doc Eric Richards, and graduating student Lily Anderson. Good morning. Welcome back
to
the show.
Good morning.
And welcome to the show. Now, you know, it's supposed to be spring outside, Doc.
Yep.
That's the rumor.
Yeah, I've heard something to that effect, but I don't know. We're this beautifully sunny weekend, and then wake up this morning with the winter weather advisory. But that's Wyoming, right?
That's Wyoming. That's yep. Right. What does spring look like at Sheridan College?
Well, it is a time of great activity, particularly the last few weeks. We have we've just had a series of fantastic concerts, and students are getting ready with finals and exams. Ooh. And it's just this very energetic push towards graduation, which I can't believe it. In January, this seemed so far off, and graduation is this Saturday.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I know, right?
Lily, you're going to be one of the students up there in cap and gown. How does that feel?
Yes, I am. I am beyond thrilled. I'm so excited.
After all the time and all the studying, you're finally there.
Yeah.
Now, Doc, do the students seem pretty focused this week, or is this one of those situations where some are focused and others are already done and they're having fun?
No, I would say our music students are focused. I mean, they see the prize and they want to make it across the finish line. So I don't think we have anybody who's not focused. I think they're pushing towards the end of the race.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. The finals week, Lily.
Yeah, I have quite a few left to go, but yeah, it's kind of nice last week to get some presentations out of the way, some you can get started last week, but yeah.
What do finals look like in your class, in a music class, Doc? What does a final look
like?
Well,
the difference for music students is they typically have a performance component. For example, last Friday we have what are called juries, where all the music students have to come in and perform one at a time for the music faculty and demonstrate their musicianship and show us, you know, where they are in their course of study and their voice or their instrument. And then there's also the academic piece where we have courses in music history where they are researching various historical topics and then presenting to the class. And we have music theory where you can think of that, I guess, for lack of a better term, the math of music, or the one term I like is the vocabulary and materials. How is music constructed? You know, chords, scales, how does it all interact? So music students, they have a challenging portfolio to deal with. Oh, And we have a class called Portfolio, which is one of the best classes we have there, which is a class taught by my colleague Chris Erickson. And that class really helps to prepare them for the real world or the arts workplace, where they may have to write songs and present them, or do a website, or things that are really professionally oriented. So it is a very multidimensional approach. It's not necessarily like a student where you're focusing on a particular single academic discipline.
You like know, history. Like, or so, yeah.
Yeah. I, yeah. Yes, yes.
So, I mean, you know, I had to write a final once for my music history class. And this was a long time ago, but it was on Vivaldi. And I remember actually having a lot of fun sitting down and just researching the life and, and how he got to where he was. I can't remember too much of it, so don't quiz me too hard. But I do remember having a great time doing that. Lily, have you taken your music performance final yet?
Well, there's a variety of ways that I guess performance goes. But yeah, I guess the jury I did last week on Friday. So it's, yeah, that went well. And it's nice to, we get to choose two pieces, I guess, that we've worked on throughout the entire semester. I work with Dr. Cerny, Robert Cerny, and I've worked on a variety of pieces, but it's really cool to get to have that one-on-one time with him and then perform for the juries.
What a gifted voice, Dr. Cerny.
Yeah.
Is that your performance to sing?
Yes. Yeah. I'm a vocal major. Yeah. So.
When was the first time that you remember really singing?
I think the first time, I mean, probably just in church when I was a kid, and I was actually homeschooled in elementary school. So I remember doing this little just kids choir. And yeah, I think I've always like sang. I just didn't really seriously pursue it until high school. And then I joined the Troublemakers choir, and yeah, then I just fell in love with music.
And do you remember the point where you were like, you know what, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. This is what I want to pursue academically and kind of go on with.
I think it was for me almost more just a gradual process in high school. I think definitely probably my freshman year of high school, that's when I really realized I was passionate about it. And then I decided my senior year that I knew that Sheridan College had just a great opportunity of just so many different opportunities and a fabulous scholarship, you know. And so I was like, okay, I'll audition for it and see where it takes me. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you remember as being challenging over the course of your collegiate career? I mean, was there a moment where you were like, boy, wow, this is a tough hurdle?
I think, yeah, that's a good question. I think there are many different times where I felt like I started really late, or even just in music in general, I didn't grow up like playing a million instruments or, you know, having all this stuff. So I think I had almost for me just more doubts of my abilities. And so just as I progressed and learned, I think there are times where I would compare myself to others and feel like, oh, why am I even here? Why am I doing this? But then I guess I worked hard at it. I just continued. I loved it and I worked hard, and eventually I realized like, oh, wow, some of the people that I started with have kind of left and tapered off, you know, and so, but I'm still here and I'm still wanting to. And I guess probably auditions for Allstate maybe, or things that to me seemed, I guess, difficult at the time, they could have been, I guess, hurdles. But overall, I think it's just been, if you put the time and effort and the work into it and you love it, then it comes. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Persistence overcoming that imposter syndrome.
There you go.
That we all feel.
It's especially prevalent in the arts, but yeah. I remember Lily's audition when she came in as a high school student, and it was good. And you could see, I mean, you know, you could see that there was a lot of potential there, but to see over the course of 2 years, how her musicianship has just grown and developed has been amazing. So, and that's typical of the great teaching that is available at Sheridan College Music.
Absolutely. Yes. I think, you know, I brag about it. Maybe, you know, I've been accused of doing what's called hometowning a couple times, but I really do feel Sheridan College has so much talent up there. Sheridan itself
right
is
on.
Full yep. of performers, actors, singers, songwriters, artists. It just kind of amazes me.
I agree.
You know, here we are in little Sheridan, Wyoming, and we've got such a pool of talented individuals.
Yeah, it's like an arts colony town right here at the foot of the Bighorn Mountains.
Absolutely. Yes. Kind of the hidden gem.
Right.
You know,
well said, my man.
Now, when we reach that point of frustration, a lot of people, like you said, tapered off. A lot of people quit or found other interests to pursue. Do you remember a point where you grew so frustrated with something that you were like, you know, maybe this imposter syndrome was going to get you? And what drove you over that hurdle?
I think there's just always, for me, I mean, high school was a hard time. I never felt like I loved school in general. I've never felt like a very academic, like that's my thing. And so when I found music, that's just, to me, I don't know, a different kind of intelligence. And I felt like there were definitely challenges in my high school time. My sophomore year of high school, my dad died, and that was definitely...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I remember I had already signed up for Allstate auditions at that point, and it was like a month after my dad had died that I had to do those, and I just didn't, I don't think I did a very good job. I don't think I was in the, you know, headspace to do that well. So I think there are, and then other things, just different, whether it was just different classmates or teachers kind of things that just sometimes make it hard in all of that. But for me, the actual music is more of a creative space and almost can be an escape. And just that to me was always a really beautiful thing to come back to. And that wasn't really the challenge. It was more all the other things of life. So
music wasn't the challenge. It was the ancillary things around.
Yeah.
And grief.
Yeah.
Something very tough to get through.
And that's just something, I guess, that I've learned in life is I just don't really want to give up. I don't want to quit. I'm going to keep going. And it's so worth it. There's so many good things in this life. And music is just one of those beautiful gifts that we have that we get to participate in and share with others. And so, yeah, I think that's just part of, me wanting to pursue it.
I've always kind of believed that music is very much like math. It's universal.
Yeah.
You know,
agreed.
If aliens were to land here tomorrow, they'd understand math and music.
I think you have a point there.
You know, I really do feel that. Now, you know, Doc, when you see students come through and you see, because I'm sure you see so many challenges put in front of these students. And I imagine sometimes it gets pretty difficult for them. How do you kind of mentor people through that, especially when you see the talent and you're like, I know you can do it if you just stick with it.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a challenge sometimes, but you have to know what that student needs at that time. And sometimes you just need to let them come in your office and vent or cry or whatever they need to do and blow off steam. And then, you know, you put them back in the musical playground and they're ready to get back to it. But many times students need, you know, I spent 20 years as an Army NCO, and sometimes they need a little motivational talk. So sometimes they deal with Doc Richards and sometimes they deal with Master Sergeant Retired Richards.
Yeah.
So it's knowing what the student needs at that time to get them through. And also making sure that student knows that no matter whether this is a positive, encouraging conversation or a temporarily negative, motivational conversation, it's because you care about their success. Mm-hmm. You know that that's the ultimate goal, that you're in their court. But sometimes they need encouragement and sometimes they need motivation, and you have to carefully think about what they need. And every student is different, and every student is different at a particular point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So a first-year student might need a certain kind of mentoring, and a second year almost ready to graduate, they're ready to go. It's you know,
they might just need that little kick in the seat.
Yeah,
and
you are on the ninth lap of a 10-lap race. Don't stop now.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely
right.
And
absolutely,
that's what's incredible about Sheridan College is definitely the faculty, and I mean Doc and everyone, like, that they are here for you, and that's what's so cool about the more individual, I mean, there's less, you know, the student to teacher ratio, you know, it's really, really incredible. The motivation that they give you and just to always push you to go further.
I won't speak ill of moving up to like university level, but there is a difference.
Agreed.
When you have your local college, because that's where I started, local college. And eventually that's where I finished, was local college, because I enjoyed that. Exactly what you're talking about. Being able to go in and speak with my professors, my instructors, and sit down and have that heart to heart. They're people too.
Yeah.
And they are in your court and they do want to see you succeed. Yeah. And they want to see you succeed because you're talented or you're gifted in this or wow, you're really good at that. So let's help you out. What will you get your degree in?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I think I'm right now in the transition phase. I would love to pursue, we were just talking about this, pursue maybe more music therapy. That's something that I would really be interested in learning more about. And just because for me, where I'm finding my love for music and love for people, just that connection point, I guess, is what I'm really passionate about. So I guess maybe I'll go further into that. Right now, my plan for the next year is I'm going to a little Bible school in LaGrange, Wyoming. Most people haven't even heard of it, but yeah, I'm going to go there for a year and just learn more about the Bible.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Kind of renew your faith, but then at the same time, maybe some psychology classes down the line.
Yeah. Yes.
Where you could really apply all of it together.
Yes.
That'd be fantastic. Help a lot of people.
Yes.
That way.
Yeah.
And I love to hear about that. All right. We're going to have more with Sheridan College Director of Bands and Jazz Studies, Doc Eric Richards, and graduating student and aspiring music therapist, Lily Anderson. Stick with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Planning for a busy summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Rodeo season is upon us, and this year you could be at the NFR in Las Vegas, Nevada. Chaps has raffle tickets for the 2025 NFR. This trip includes two nights at the NFR, plus entry to Cowboy Christmas and rooms at a four-star resort on the Strip. Tickets are $100 and only 250 will be sold. Drawing is July 26th. Full details can be found at chapswyo.org.
The weather is perfect and garage sale season is in full swing. Every weekend, bargain hunters are hitting the streets, and guess where they're searching for the garage sales? SheridanMedia.com's garage sale page. It's the third most overall visited page all year long. Why not advertise your business on the garage sale page in front of thousands of eager shoppers? Get on the garage sale page and turn their treasure hunt into your own chest of gold. Contact us today at 672-7421 to lock in your spot today. Space is limited. This Mother's Day, grow your gratitude with Lannan's Greenhouse Nursery and Landscaping. Enter their Mother's Day sweepstakes for a chance to pick up a $250 gift card, perfect for moms, sisters, aunts, and the plant lovers in your life. Plant a seed of kindness and watch it bloom. Enter daily through May 8th to cultivate even more chances to win. We'll announce one lucky winner Friday, May 9th. Enter the Lannan's Greenhouse Nursery and Landscaping Mother's Day Sweepstakes at SheridanMedia.com.
It's that time of year when everything starts to feel fresh, and so should your home. Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best, and spring is the time for new beginnings. Whether you're dreaming of a bigger yard, a brighter kitchen, or just a place to feel more like you, we're here to help you find it. And if your spring cleaning is making you realize it's time for your own move, we'll give your home the right look to bring you confidence and that every buyer will love walking into. Let us help make this season your fresh start. Call me at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today. Make it a great day.
Cowboy football fans, season tickets are on sale now for the 2025 season. With a home schedule featuring matchups against the Utah Utes and the Colorado State Rams, you won't want to miss any of the action as the Cowboys return to War Memorial Stadium this fall. Get your season tickets today at gowild.com/tickets or by calling the Athletic Ticket Office at 307-766-7220. We can't wait to see you this fall.
and go Pokes.
Are you or a loved one looking for a long-term care opportunity that ensures dignified, fulfilling living in a safe environment staffed by caring and skilled professionals? Greenhouse Living for Sheridan is currently welcoming elders to the cottages located at 2311 Shirley Cove. Set up a visit to learn what sets Greenhouse Living for Sheridan apart, including private rooms, on-site activities, and a sense of community supported by the entire team at Sheridan Memorial Hospital. See SheridanGreenhouse.org today for additional information or to set up an appointment with our care team.
Got the bug to make some changes to your home? We can help with that. Hi, this is Doris with ERA Carroll Realty. We've teamed up with Connect Home Center to bring you the Home and Garden Sweepstakes. Enter for a chance to win a $600 gift card to Connect Home Center. Connect has everything you need for your indoor and outdoor projects. Enter the Home and Garden Sweepstakes now through May 20th on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. ERA Carroll Realty and Connect Home Center, proudly sponsoring the Home and Garden Sweepstakes.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. The Arts at Sheridan College will present the 9th Annual Spring Pops Concert at 7 p.m. on Thursday, May 8th in Kinnison Hall in the Whitney Center for the Arts at Sheridan College. And this morning, we're speaking with Sheridan College Director of Bands and Jazz Studies, Doc Eric Richards, and Lily Anderson. Doc, what is the Spring Pops concert?
Oh, it's one of the concerts I look forward to the most to produce and present. It's a retrospective of some of the music we've played all year with some new material. And I think one of the best things about it is we typically feature our graduating students, which we'll be doing on this concert. And then many times we're able to bring in special musical guests. One year we had our one of the top regional folk bands, the Two Tracks, and this year we're really excited. We're getting to perform with Tris Munsick and the Innocents. So it's just a great way to end the year. And it typically occurs 2 days before graduation, so there's just a lot of good positive energy floating around the campus. And an ice cream social is part of the, so what's not to like, you're right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, Tris Munsick and the Innocents, is there a collaboration song that happened?
Well, actually, so the first half is the symphony band where I can tell you a little more about that in a moment. And then we do our ice cream social at intermission. Then the second half is the jazz ensemble where we play some stuff that we've worked on this year. And then Tris Munsick and the band will come out on stage, and they're going to play a set of four songs. And then I've added horn parts to the opening the end. So it's kind of like this, I don't know if you remember this group, the Nashville Brass. So we have like a rockin' country band with a full horn section on a couple of tunes. So it should be really cool.
Oh, that is amazing. Yep. I mean, so even if folks would happen to have heard anything, because they're pretty popular.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Hearing Tris's songs, right, they might hear something completely different.
We're hoping it'll bring a different flavor to it. Hopefully a good one. I think it will be. I'm excited about it, so I think it's going to turn out well.
And Lily, you'll be performing as well, correct?
Yes, I will be.
Now, Doc mentioned something as we were coming downstairs. A song. Did you write it?
Yes. Yeah. It's an original work of mine. Yeah. I've been excited to work on it this whole semester, actually, because I've been working with Doc working on quite a few different songs. But yeah, this one is a surprise for a special family member of mine, and I'm really excited to perform it on Thursday.
How fun is that? I know a lot of people out there, you know, may have written a song at some point in their life and then tucked it away or thought, you know, well, this poem could be set to music or something like that. But what does that really take? I mean, when we get to the brass tacks of it and we start editing and we start, well, let's put it to music. And I mean, this seems like a complicated endeavor, is it?
Yeah. So for me, I've that's another thing that I could easily have doubted. I'd been like, oh, why am I, you know, I don't know how to do this. But what's been really cool about this year and the semester, as I've learned more theory and all of the every aspect of music, there's so many classes that and even just like composition class with Doc last spring, I've learned a lot more about, you know, different instruments and orchestration and arranging. But this semester more focus on specifically like songwriting for my own music has been, I think it's just an interesting, I think it's probably different for every person that does it, but for me, kind of a journaling outlet, like a way to express feelings and thoughts, and whether that's hard things or just really great things that's happened in your life. And for me this semester, I wanted to focus on other people and give almost as a gift to the important people in my life who have shaped me in some way. And so for me, it was, some of it was more challenging than I thought, because getting the lyrics to work rhythmically with the song, and then how you want the chords to come out, and how all of it, it's just, I think it's an individual process for every person. And for me, I'm thinking a lot more acoustically and just my voice and the piano, and I keep it pretty simple for now. And then as I don't know, I guess as more life goes on and as I learn more, I'd love to add more and also use the music technology, you know, getting, because you can add tracks or drums or all the things, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to add more to it. But yeah, I think it looks different for every person.
And yeah, the music technology, I mean, it's come a long way.
Oh, it sure has.
The future looks incredible. And as opposed to kind of fight against, you know, certain aspects like AI or something like that, I've seen the music industry almost kind of lean into it and use it as a tool.
Well, we used AI. So this really cool song that Lily wrote that will premiere on Thursday. I wrote an arrangement for the full band to accompany her, like the full symphony band with the rhythm section. And so whenever I do those kinds of projects in the, you know, external professional world, it's expected that you send them a mock-up, like this, a computer mock-up. So if there's in pre-AI, if there was a vocal part, you'd say, well, this flute here represents what the vocal will sound like.
Gotcha.
But now with AI, there are programs now that I use when I write projects for singers. I can actually mock up the vocal. And if you close your eyes, you can, it would be hard to tell that it's not a human being. So yeah. Lily could hear, I mean, of course, Lily's going to sound a lot better, but to kind of get things put together so we could rehearse it, I was able to deliver to her a demo that actually had the vocal on board that was computer generated. So it's really cool to be able to do that.
Yeah. Oh, how helpful. That way you know when your highs and your lows and kind of drifting through. You know the course of the river as you go down. Doc, what will the symphony play for us?
Well, it's the symphony band, and we're going to be playing this very cool contemporary fanfare to get the concert going by a composer who's really taking the band world by storm lately. Her name's Carol Britton Chambers, and the piece is called Fanfare Esprit. You know, like esprit de corps. Then we have this really exciting, somewhat epic concert work based on Iranian folk music called Persis, which was written by a friend of mine, James Jose. And then we're bringing out, as I may have mentioned the last time I was on sabbatical this fall doing stuff. And during the sabbatical, the band program was in the great hands of a local musician educator, Mr. David Ahrens. And one of the pieces he conducted in the fall is this beautiful band work called October by Eric Whitaker. So we're going to have him come out and conduct that piece. Then we bring out Lily to premiere her new song, which is called God Knew I Needed You. And then we have another graduating student who has just done fantastic work here, Charlie Harding. And Charlie has written a work. It almost sounds like a beautiful moment from a media score. It's really lush. It's called Creation of an Unknown. And then we have to end the first half with something fun. So we have a medley of James Bond tunes called, called Bond, James Bond. Then we get hit the ice cream at intermission. Then the jazz ensemble will come out. We're coming out with this rockin' opener. They just sound fantastic on it. It's like very 60s influence called 2 Seconds to Midnight. And then we have a Count Basie flavored piece. We have a fantastic bassist in our band. He's just really professional level. His name's Nick Lulius. And we're going to feature him on that. It's called One More for the Count. Then we have a Latin tune by a good friend of mine, Greg Yasinitsky, called Sofrito, which I found out is a kind of, I had to look it up. What is sofrito? And it's kind of like a salsa. It's a you put onions and peppers in a sauce and you make sofrito. So hopefully that's what that sounds like. Then we bring out Tris Munsick and the Innocents, and they're doing four tunes, some from his most recent recording, and others that they've recorded before. So they'll be doing Me, Myself, and I with a jazz horns. Then Big Medicine Moon, Dance Hall Days. And then they close their set again with our jazz ensemble horns with this really cool tune called Sand and Sage. It kind of talks about, if I understand the message of the text correctly, some people say that the cowboy life, the whole cowboy ethic is disappearing in Wyoming. And he says, this tune says, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then we're going to do one more tune. We'll close the concert with this funk treatment I wrote of the traditional folk tune called Frankie and Johnny. And then we call it, well, no, quite, don't get quite to call it a semester. We have one more day of stuff. And then Saturday is graduation. And peace out.
Doc, how can we see this concert?
Well, I have to say, seats are going pretty well because of all this cool stuff that's going on, and especially with the addition of Tris and the band. So the concert is free, but you got to get tickets ahead of time, and it's super easy to do. You can either drop by our box office at the Whitney Center for the Arts, which is, I think, open most afternoons, or you can go online to sheridan.edu/arts and just look for the button that says Pops Concert, and you can get your tickets there. But they are going quick, so act now.
Yep, absolutely. Jump on that, folks. Yep. Tickets are needed for this one, but again, it is absolutely free. Doc, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you,
Floyd. I greatly
appreciate
it. Lily, best of luck in all your future endeavors, my friend.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to this performance. I imagine this is going to be something that you will remember for the rest of your life.
I sure will.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with Chaps Equine Assisted Services. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
This is the captain with Captain Clean. Are you noticing unnecessary dust in your home? If so, your ductwork may be telling you it's time for a cleaning. HVAC and furnace cleaning will undoubtedly optimize your furnace's performance and keep your indoor air quality free of unnecessary dust and allergens. If you like clean air and lower energy bills, call our experts at Captain Clean today and schedule your next HVAC cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
Hey, Bob, did you know Waring Chevrolet is a full-service dealership?
Full service, that mean you're going to mow my lawn, walk my dog?
Not quite, Bob, but we've got you covered. From new and pre-owned vehicles to top-notch servicing by the best techs in the industry.
What about tires?
Bob, we've got a tire price match guarantee on all big-name brands.
And I hear your parts department is everything I need, too.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, if you've had a fender bender, our collision center will have you back on the road in no time.
And your new detailing shop. That's where my truck goes to shine like new.
Waring Chevrolet really is your full-service dealership. We'd love to serve you at 107 East Alger or online at waringsheridan.com.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan, where great food is just the beginning. From the moment you walk in, our team is dedicated to making your dining experience exceptional. Your server isn't just here to take your order. They're here to guide you, offering recommendations, pairing flavors, and ensuring every detail is just right. Whether it's cocktails at happy hour, a date night for two, or a family celebration, we make every occasion memorable. Book your table early at Frackleton's.com.
Are you looking for what could be one of the best employment opportunities available today? Decker Cole is currently hiring a mobile equipment operator, specifically a dozer operator. Decker is also looking for an experienced mechanic welder. These are day shift positions with excellent benefits you would expect from an established company like Decker Cole. stop by the Sheridan Workforce Center and fill out an application. Decker Coal Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. First thing apart this morning, I am joined by the Executive Director of CHAPS Equine Assisted Services, Kristen Marcus. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
How's spring out there, CHAPS?
Well, right now it's wet and muddy.
I bet feeding, you know, in the morning gets a little sloppy out there.
Very sloppy.
Yeah. A lot of people out there listening right now can identify with that. Spring was a time at my father's house where we learned the things that water can do and how to channel it. Every walkway. We did that operation every year, and that's how I learned what drainage is, and I learned that at a very young age, so you didn't have to go feed into the slop. Now, how are folks doing out there this spring?
Oh, well, we're incredibly busy. We have processed 132 applications out at CHAPS so far.
Wow.
In session one. We did 309 total in 2024. So that's over a third in our first session.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's very humbling, but also a little terrifying. I'm not going to lie.
Well, this is the growth.
This is the growth
that you've been working to get at. Mm-hmm. And now people are getting the word. This works.
Yep.
And it works well. And it's something that we all know and love. And that's working with horses. Tell me about a time recently that you've seen it work well.
Oh gosh, I've got so many stories, but just recently we had a young gentleman from one of the VA groups. So I teach 6 hours a week in the VA groups, and then starting this May and through to September, I'll also be doing the Mustang program at CHOPS. So I teach about 8 hours myself in the arena. And because I'm in there, I can speak to this story. This young man, he came in and we did this activity that was asking him about the things that are getting in the way of his recovery. So it's an activity we call Clutter Alley, and we have four ground poles laid out in an alley, and we have them use just, you know, letter labels, and they write down things that they think are getting in the way of their recovery. So it could be, you know, a bad choice of friends. It could be substances. It could be being in the wrong place. It could be their mental health. It could be a partner that is not right for them, whatever it is. Things that are getting in the way of their recovery, laziness, whatever. And so we have them write these on these labels. And then in our prop area, we have lots of stuff, lots of fun stuff. So we have balls and rings and cones, and we have these colored spots, and we have stuffed animals and all sorts of things. And so they go find things back there, and they put their labels on these things. And then we scatter them out, like literally scatter them out in this alley, and we have them take a horse through. And the horse, so my job as an equine specialist is to read the horse. It's really cool. I had a theory once about how the horse does this. We did a quote-unquote experiment this winter, blew that theory out of the water. So I'm not exactly sure how the horses do it, but I can tell you they do it every time. And so anyway, they take the horses through, and my job is to watch and read the horses. So if a horse stops and sniffs at something, or if they step on it because they know where their feet are at any given time, if they pause, if they avoid something, if they run something over, swish a tail, flick ears faster than normal, lick and chew, all of these different things are tells. And then when they do that at these specific things in the alley, I write them all down. This young man went through, and this horse pinged him, like, I mean, spot on. The horse had only picked maybe two of the things that he had written, and each person is asked to write four or five different things and put labels, you know, on the labels. And this horse had only picked like two of his that he had written, but then the horse picked several others that the other people in the group had written. And when he went to go process with the therapist, he's like, holy crap. These are not things I even thought of, but yeah, they're totally getting in the way of my recovery. So when we ask at the end of the session, you know, we process everything, and I ask him, all right, so what did we learn today? What can we take with us through and out beyond the arena? And his quote that he allowed me to use is that I need to do this because the horse said I needed to.
Yeah. The horse can feel that energy, maybe, like when they're approaching that subject.
It has to be in the energy somehow. See, I thought before, my theory was that when we write it down, we transferred an energy signature to the thing, and then they would pick up on, you know, the energy signature that matched the person in that time. But that's not, we did an experiment on that. We had people write things down, and then we had somebody completely different write things down. Horses were still picking the same things. So it's not an energy transference there. So my theory now is that there's an intentionality in the energy around a word that just hangs with it. So you could write down, you know, substance, and then there's just an, or substance use, and there's an energy that is attached to that in the universe. I don't know. But the horse will know and be able to match that to the person that's walking them through.
That's incredible.
It is so cool to watch, and I would love for anybody and everybody to come out and see my horses work. They are incredible. And I would love for you to come out, Floyd.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Especially in the veteran groups. I think you would enjoy that a lot.
I think I probably would. And, you know, it's been a long time since I got to work with horses. I grew up surrounded by them. You know, there were three of us in the house, and we had nine different horses and one pony that...
Sounds like heaven to me.
Man, I'm here to tell you. We had a ragtag bunch because we'd go to these horse auctions when I was a little kid. I loved those things.
They're so fun.
And Dad ended up with a registered quarter horse that came from like racehorses.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, track horses. And boy, he was fast. But he had a tough time on the mountains, which is where Dad takes all the horses. So.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, he did get a little more sure-footed. But all right, so how many different youth groups are actually out there?
We have two youth groups right now. So they're both mental health. They're on Saturday afternoons. We have one for, it's 6 to 12-year-olds, and that one is from 3 to 4. And then from four to five, we do the 13 to 18-year-olds. Right now, we are still looking for more youth who want to join the group. We have two in the 3 o'clock class. And in May, we'll have one starting in the 4 o'clock class. But it's not a group with just one.
Yeah.
So it really is set up to be a group. And we really want to help the youth that are struggling. You know, they don't have to have an actual diagnosis for it. They can just be struggling with, you know, life right now and get a recommendation from their school counselor. And that's all they would need. I mean, obviously to fill out the application too, but as far as getting in, that referral from a counselor is all that they would need.
What about scholarships? There's scholarships out there, right?
We do have some scholarships. That's actually a big thing for us. We just went through $27,000 worth of scholarships in April alone.
Holy cow.
So if anybody out there feels the need to support youth or caregivers or women or veterans or any of our adults living with disabilities, we desperately need scholarship funding. But yes, we do have some scholarship funding. We're continuing to write grants for it, but we will eventually run out if we are keeping at this same level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little terrifying as an executive director, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's no pressure at all. Actually, I'm feeling like the weight of the mountain is right on top of my shoulders at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, and then, you know, federal grants are being cut all over the place.
Well, yeah. And the VA grants haven't opened up at all.
Yeah.
So, they were supposed to open up in January, but we're still waiting. We're still hopeful. And thankfully, we've got a lot of local generous people that I'm hoping are going to be able to fill the gap for us until we can get that. But yeah, $27,051 was our total for April for scholarship funding.
That's amazing. I mean, it's fantastic.
It is. Yeah, it is. That clearly proves that our services are needed, wanted, and are doing something good.
Yeah.
Because we're continuing to grow.
And speaking of fundraisers, you have got the Knights coming back this year to help raise some money for this. Tell me about it.
We're so excited for this year. We have the Knights of Valor coming back to headline the show. They will do the full combat joust at the end of the day, as they have always done. And if you missed the show last year, folks, it was epic. We had a double unhorsing for the very last pass.
Wow.
Both of them hit the ground. It was pretty awesome.
God, they hit hard. Oh. My goodness, they hit hard.
Yeah, it took a few minutes for the one to get up. I can't imagine wearing 125 pounds of armor and falling from a 16-hand Percheron at, you know, full gallop. So
yeah.
These guys, they are brave. They are maybe a little crazy, but they are absolutely incredible. And we really love them. Shane and his team have just been amazing. But this year is also shaping up to be really our best yet, because we have additional entertainment. So we have a young lady who goes by Magpie Swallow. She does singing and dancing. So she'll be on the market stage throughout the day. But she's also got a musical petting zoo. So it's all sorts of different instruments that the kids in the kids area will be able to get to try out.
Oh, how fun.
Right? That'll be a lot of fun. We have the bounce houses, of course, and the dunk tank over in the kids area. And we have some more games, which will be good too. We are also adding a watermelon eating contest and a wood chopping contest. So Ooh. If anybody wants to come slay some wood for us, that would be pretty awesome. And we have the battle archery and our archery going again. Our medieval market is gearing up to be a great one. The knights during the middle of the day will do Knight Academy. So they're going to teach us about valor and chivalry and what it means to be a knight in modern times. So that's going to be really cool. They also go through all of the different parts of the armor and how it evolved and why it is. And even on the horses, which
My goodness.
I thought that was fantastic. And then we have the Black Moon Free Company coming from South Dakota, who are going to do some ground fighting for us, which will be great. And the Queen's Feast is back. And Amanda Griffith with the Foodie Chick has outdone herself on the menu this year. We got to taste it a couple weeks ago, and I went home like in a food coma. It was amazing. It is medieval. And it's all medieval based, so all of the different foods and stuff that they would have had then, she is cooking it mostly in the way that they would have done it. But there is going to be beef ribs and then this pork pie thing, which was phenomenal. And then this raspberry tart, which was, it wasn't a tart. It goes over gingerbread. Anyway, yeah. It was so, so good. And so in that, and then we'll have our wizard coming back. AJ is coming back to be our wizard. We'll have the fighters at the Queen's Dinner. Our Pied Piper will be back. And then we're going to have medieval dance lessons this year. We finally found somebody. So at the Queen's Dinner, we're going to get to dance.
That is amazing. I mean, this is really turning out to be like a full day.
Yes.
Medieval festival.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna end up having to change the name at some point, where instead of just being like a knights tournament, like the big knights medieval festival.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely fantastic.
I'd be okay with that.
This is pretty much exactly what you were looking for, though, isn't
yes.
it? I mean, to have a medieval festival where everyone can come, the family, and just have, excuse me, a full day of activities and food and shopping, all in that medieval style.
Yep. Yep. And believe it or not, this is our eighth year. Tickets went on sale on May 1st if anybody's looking to get some.
How much are tickets this year?
So adults are $20. 7 to 12 is $10, and under 6 is free.
All of this just for $20.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go in there, you can have some fantastic food. What about the Queen's Dinner?
So the Queen's Dinner, we have youth tickets for $40 and then adult tickets for $75.
Yeah, that one seems like it would be kind of a big deal.
We also learned something last year, and so now we have a combo ticket. If you want to do the Queen's Dinner and the event, then, you know, for $5 less than buying both tickets, you can get in to both events.
Oh, fantastic. You got a lot of those?
We have quite a few, yes.
And that's great.
The whole Queen's Dinner is going to seat 100 people, so get your tickets early.
Yeah, absolutely. That is limited.
That is limited.
So make sure that you get in there as fast as possible, folks. Now, you've got raffles going on.
We do, yeah.
What, just as an example.
So any rodeo fans out there, we have raffle tickets for the 2025 National Finals Rodeo. Balcony seats, not wow. the nosebleeds. It's two nights. You get to choose between the 7th and the 11th. And then you also get entry into Cowboy Christmas both days. And then you will be at a four-star resort on the strip, but easy access to the free after parties and all of that stuff too. So unfortunately airfare is not included in that, but your room, your tickets and all of that is included. So this is just a new opportunity that we're trying, and it's been going pretty slow. We're hoping that it'll pick up, but we're only selling 250 tickets.
Okay.
They're $100. You can get them on our website, or there's a QR code on all of our posters that we've been hanging up. And so we're hoping that, you know, this is just going to help pad our scholarship fund. Really, truly, that's what these raffles are. So that's the first one. The second one is an amazing opportunity for international travel. So there is a 6-day, 7-night tour for Ireland, Northern Ireland, Ooh. Where you get to go to Dunluce Castle, which was my favorite when I was there, by the way, Giant's Causeway, the set of Game of Thrones, all sorts of different stuff, and a rental car is included in that, even though your airfare is not. There's an Iceland trip for the Northern Lights. There is a trip to, you get to choose Prague, Vienna, Paris, Rome, or Madrid. So you get to choose any of those. There is one, if you win that particular raffle, if you want to take your kids to Disneyland, there's 3 days in Disneyland too. So there's 8 different destinations with that one to choose. So it's pretty cool. And again, 250 tickets is all we're going to sell. We're going to do both drawings at the Tournament of Knights on July 26th.
So make sure you get those before the tournament.
Yes, but we're absolutely, like I said, we're just trying to pad the scholarship fund because it's insane this year.
It's being used. Kristen, I want to thank you so much for coming in absolutely. This morning. And just so folks know, to get tickets to any of this, your website.
ChapsYHO.org.
Fantastic. All right, folks, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Okay, so why is it that bodybuilders can't use steroids for competitions, but beauty contestants can use makeup? Doesn't seem right. You know what else doesn't seem right is you fixing or tuning up your own 4x4 lawnmower side by side. Just watching that is like watching me give a cat a perm. It's gonna end ugly. Gotta get that machine to Hando Service Center. They're glad to do it. They do it right and they get to it ASAP. So let the pros handle it at Hando Service Center, located on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
You're invited to the Pheasants Forever Annual Banquet May 10th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Doors open at 5 p.m. and there's free beer from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. You heard that right. Free beer if you're 21 or over from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. There's many raffles with many guns to be won, great food, great company, and a great cause. The Pheasants Forever Annual Banquet May 10th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Presented by Weatherby, Yeti, and Montana Knife Company. Get your tickets now at the Pheasants Forever Facebook page.
This is Dr. David Nickerson with Sheridan Memorial Hospital. The hospital's urgent care has combined with same-day health and imaging and has moved to 1470 Sugarland Drive between Walmart and WildVision. Open 7 days a week with extended hours, same-day health and imaging offers all our previous urgent care services as well as laboratory draws, x-ray, mammography screening, and DEXA bone scans. The entire team looks forward to providing you with excellent patient-centered care. Look for the white now open flags at 1470 Sugarland Drive for your walk-in healthcare needs. Walk-ins are always welcome, or you can schedule an appointment online at SheridanSameDay.com.
America in the Morning, weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM.
K-R-O-E.